The Prophet ﷺ defined arrogance. He said that it's not accepting the truth when it comes to you. Not accepting the truth when it comes to you and belittling people. Right? That's how he said it, alayhi salatu wasalam. So the difference between that and confidence is very clear. To be confident, you know, you can think about you're confident in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're confident that Islam is the truth. You're confident that the Sharia is the best system for human, you know, to facilitate human happiness and piety. Okay, that doesn't make you arrogant. And this is something that a lot of, you know, materialists get wrong. They think that to be certain about something is to be arrogant. No, it's not. You're just confident. You know, I'm confident in my Creator. I'm confident in his ability to do whatever he wants. I'm confident in his plan and in his wisdom. I'm confident in Islam. I'm confident in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does that make me arrogant? Do I think that I'm better than other people? No. I could be a big phony. I might be a hypocrite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have a horrible punishment in store for me. It has nothing to do with arrogance, right? But that's the difference. If you think, you know, some people use their beliefs as really just an exercise in their own ego, right? They're not really interested in submitting themselves to a system of beliefs or anything like that. They really just want to virtue signal, right? They want it to signal back to their own virtue. So that would be arrogance. You say that, well, this makes me this and I'm this because you believe in that, right? That could be arrogance. But this is the rule that the Prophet showed us, is that arrogance has to do with rejecting the truth when it comes to you and belittling other people.